Last week our golfing group was putting on the 16th green when from the third hole tee box, we heard the word, four, yelled out. A few seconds later we heard the same interjection bellowed again. Four is a common word heard on golf courses around the world. Why do golfers shriek out, four? Where does it come from? If you hear the word four on a golf course, you should duck, hide for protection, or cover your head, but never stand there looking up. When a golfer yells, four, it is a code word meaning, I have missed the fairway by quite a bit and the ball is going in the direction of another golfer on the course, so watch out. Four is a simple four-letter word of warning. It is easier to yell, four, than any other phrases, like, watch out, take care you might get hit by my golf ball, oops, I'm sorry, etc. During a round of golf you may hear many other four-letter words echoing throughout the links, but don't worry about them, you're not in danger. Using the word, four, is good golf etiquette for a poorly hit ball careening towards any other golfer on the course. There are numerous things every golfer should be aware of for proper protocol and politeness on the links. If you are going golfing, please be aware of these things. Thanks. Why use the word, four? The most probable explanation is that the word derives from the term, four caddy. In the early days of golf there was a four caddy ahead of the group of golfers that was supposed to watch the players hit their balls towards the green and mark where the balls came to rest. Then when the competitors advanced down the fairway the four caddy would be able to direct them to the place where their ball had landed. Four caddies could also ensure that the golfers would play the ball where it lies, not moving it to their advantage. Foot wedges are not allowed in the pure form of the game. You know who you are. Players would shout out, four caddy, to alert the person up ahead that the ball was coming towards them. Eventually the term was shortened to, four. And so, it is one of the most common terms used in golfing today. In the 12th century the English language used four as an adverb and a preposition. Four was a shortened form of, before. People might say, before the baby arrives you'll need to prepare your house properly. On a boat sailors would describe things on the ship as located fore and aft, meaning at the front or at the rear. Four was also used to indicate, at an earlier time. By the 15th century the use of, four, expanded from the nautical terminology to a more general use referring to something situated in front of something else. It was used as a shortened form of, forward. Today, when flying, you'll hear the terms fore and aft to describe exit locations in case of an emergency. In 1637, fore was used to mean something that occupies a front position, as, go to the fore. And then in 1878, it became a common term used as an interjection by golfers. Today fore is still used as a shortened form of before or in front of something. On July 27, 2022, Sarah Edwards wrote in USA Today, the issue has come to the fore as America grapples with what reproductive healthcare looks like in a post-Roe versus Wade nation. As the United States is going through primaries in view of another November election season, there are numerous times Donald Trump is at the forefront of the news commentaries. We use fore as a prefix to many words today. Some claim to foresee events before they occur. When an earthquake happens, there are usually foreshocks. In anatomy we use foreleg and forearm to describe body parts. Hockey utilizes the term, forecheck. Golfers check the weather forecast before venturing out on a rainy day. And if you don't pay attention on the golf course to the expletive, fore, you could get hit on the forehead. To all the golfers out there, as Sergeant Phil Esterhaus, played by Michael Conrad, exclaimed every week on Hill Street Blues, let's be careful out there. Columnist John Kreutzweiser loves to research words and writes this weekly word wisdom column for Moose Jaw Express / moosejawtoday.com. He has an interest in the usage, origin, and relevance of words for society today. Greek and Latin form the basis of many words, with ancient Hebrew shedding light on word usage. John would like to know if anyone has a sincere interest in a relevant word that he could possibly research for an upcoming column. If so, please send your requests to wordwisdom2021@gmail.com. Words will be selected according to relevance and research criteria. We cannot confirm that all words will be used. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.